FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine and curator of South Africa's plate ratings for restaurants. La Petite Colombe in Franschhoek on the Louis Estate offers sublime fine dining. Today I'm chatting to their head chef, Peter Duncan. He's the maestro behind this memorable culinary experience and part of their founding team. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Hi, thank you.
Wow, you certainly put on a show of your own when one dines there. I want to know how it all begins. I know originally you grew up in Saron in the Western Cape, and it was all about sport. But how did your love affair with food begin?
It weirdly just started when I think it was around about 15. I came for a holiday job in Franschhoek, and I actually hated the job. I worked in a kitchen, and it was so intense, and I completely hated it. But there was something about this job that just stuck with me, and that's the flow of service and how a kitchen brigade operates that caught me completely. And from there, I was all about cooking. I wanted to know how it is to run the pots, how to make the sauces, how to clean the veg, and then obviously finally how to stand on the path and delegate the whole team to ensure you have a nice smooth service, I guess.
So you're making it sound a little bit like sport, because A, it's a marathon, nobody's in it for a short sprint, and you're making it sound a little bit like a rugby game.
Yeah, half and half. There is the planning, which is, I guess, exercise and the prep work behind all of it, and then you get service where it's basically game time, where everyone needs to be completely focused in getting the end result as close to perfect as possible, while we still having fun by doing that.
Exactly, and you have such a great team.
Yeah.
Peter, now that we're in the heart of winter, what ingredients are you playing with on the estate?
So on the estate, there's Christine is quite seasonal. So whatever she grows or whatever availability she's got, I normally take it and I start playing with it. There's also a lot of fynbos I'm quite interested in. Like currently I'm using the Kapok Bosi, which is wild rosemary, or I'm playing around with buchu. That's just something that I basically grew up with that I want to challenge now in order making it very nice, because I remember drinking buchu water and it's not the nicest thing out there, but it's very healthy for you. So now I'm taking that and I'm trying to put that into a dish and make it something completely else, while you still get the aromatics of the actual buchu. You still get the flavor of the buchu, but just in a very delicious way.
Oh, I'm sure it will be delicious. And you are so creative. All the dishes on your menu stand out, but there was one tiny little signature that's really made an impression, and that's your olives. Tell me about those olives.
So the inspiration for the olives, it came from our trip when we went to Barcelona, and what we ate during the day was majority of the time pinchos or tapas. And there was this one. So this pincho is called the Gilda, which is basically green olives, anchovies, and pickled green chili. And the flavor combination of that was so incredible in Barcelona that I started thinking, how will I be able to make this? So now when we got back, all the Louis Estate olives was basically ready, and we started playing. We started playing with different chilies, pickling different chilies, getting different types of shot beans or anchovies, or we try a vegetarian version where we add capers just to get that saltiness of the fish. And all of a sudden we got this specific flavor of a Gilda, and now that's on the menu.
Well, it is quite something. It makes a great impression. It looks like an olive, and then you pop it in your mouth and it explodes and all these flavors just raw. It was wonderful. So, yes, and everything else tasted incredible too. How do you find inspiration for your dishes here on the estate?
On the estate, I don't want to say it's quite easy, but just walking through the gardens and seeing what other people are doing, constantly changing new things, and everything needs to be so precise, and that makes it easier because now you basically have a field to play with in terms of, okay, this veg is coming in October and this fruit will be ready by June, or currently we will be busy harvesting the calamansi, so now that is basically pushing me to create something with calamansi because it is, firstly, it is in season. Secondly, it is on the farm. It's basically in my hands. I can't waste it. I have to use it and I have to make it wonderful and able to put it on the menu.
I have no doubt that you will. And Peter, when you're busy cooking in the kitchen, happily exploring new flavors and new dishes, what music is playing in the background?
It depends. It depends who plays on the day. Sometimes Terry or Apiwe, they play house the whole morning. Then these days where I play love songs most of the time, or old school music where all my mom and dad's music. Sometimes Matt plays and he plays a bit of rap. It all depends on the mood of the kitchen as well. And we take it day by day.
I'm sure you do. Peter, thank you for sharing your inspiration with us.
It's a big pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Peter Duncan, chef at La Petite Colombe in Franschhoek. For mouth-watering recipes and more, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.